You have holding daf kuf lamed beis amralef on top. So again, omalei Rebbe, Rebbe said back, metunach. Rulataitcha metunach means like from your weight. Rashi is the means, yatikha means from your svara, like from what you're saying, I'll answer you back. Again, the question was that Ula said that you give matnas kuna even to a kahanas, even to a bas kain. And the question, Rebbe asked the question to Ula, it says that a minchas kain we know is kula kol, you have to burn the whole thing, nothing is, nothing to be eaten from it. Mashenkin says that if a kahanas, a bas kain brings a mincha, it says it is necheles. So who you see, it only applies to kain, not to a bas kain. So Rebbe said back like this, Aaron Obonuk Suvim Bapasha. By your mincha, it says clearly Aaron Obonuk Suvim Bapasha. Therefore, it only applies to a kain and not to a kahanas. The Rashi says, Vazoy's Teresa Mincha Akre Vaisa, Bene Yaron. The Chiv and the Chsiv had your Bene Yaron. It says clearly Bene Yaron is Lamute Bene Saron. It comes to exclude Bene Saron. Abu Matonis, the Matnas Kuna, the Ula said, like Sidbuela Kain Greido. Or Mashma Kain Rafidu Kahanas. Therefore, this would not be Karsh and Ula. Ula Shita is, you can give Matnas Kuna even to a Bath Kain. Another must say the very Bishmol Tana, the very Bishmol learned that Kohen, the Loi Kohanis, he says no, the mitzvah only applies to a Kohen and not to a Kohanis, even Matnas Kuna. And the Yul Matzosim in Amafurish, we learn out where it says Sosim from Mefurish. Rashi says, Kohen Stam Dechsiv Gabi Matonis, Mi Mefurish Rib Ne'aron Dechsiv Gabi Mincha. The Bishmol says, we do learn out a regular when it says the word Kohen by Matnas Kuna, from the word Kohen by Mincha. Just by Mincha only applies to Bnei Aaron and not to Bnei Saron, who did Matnas Kuna also only applies, you only give it to a Kohen and not to a Bas Kohen. Devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he learns Kohen mafil Kohanis, no. He learns no, you give it to a Kohen, even to a Kohanis also. Why have a Miat Acha Miat, we have Miat Acha Miat El Rabbis. It's a Miat after Miat, it only comes the Rabbis. Rashi says, the Alma Kohen Blekhanis usually agrees as Kohen Blekhanis. Ava Kohen Nechsiv Gavi Matonis Vava Matnas Kunom. Here he holds Afilu Kohanis like Ula the Mashma. Boy, my time on. Have a Miat Acha Miat. The Bereish of the Kroak Siv says, Vizeh Yia Mishpat HaKohanim the Mashma Kohen Blekhanis. Says it already once. Kohen Blekhanis. Hoak Siv is saying, the end of the Pasuk, it also says, Vinosam HaKohen Azraya. The Mashma Gien Nami Kohen the Muta Kohanis. So Kral is Vaya Miat Acha Miat El La Rabbis. Therefore, here he agrees that Matnas Kuni can even give to a Bas Kain, which is like Ula's Ishita. Now the Gemara says, Rav Kana Ocha B'Shul Ishtoi. Rav Kana used to eat from the Matnas Kuna because of his wife. In other words, Rav Kana himself was a Yisrael, and his wife was a Bas Kain. So he used to eat from the Matonis B'Shul Ishtoi. Rashi says, Shoyse Kahanis, the Sphere Lei Kain Mafilu Kahanis. Therefore, they're allowed to give the Matonis to his wife. Now once she received them, he ate them. So Ocha B'Shvilishton. Rav Papa also, Ocha B'Shvilishton, the same thing, Rav Papa also ate Matnas Kuna because of his wife. And even though he was a Yisrael, but since his wife was the Bas Kohen, he ate because of her. Rav Yemar Ocha B'Shvilishton. Yem also ate Matnas Kuna because of his wife. Rav Idi Baravin Ocha B'Shvilishton, also the same thing, he also ate because of his wife. Omer Ravina, Ravina said, that all Mali Marema told me, Hilchos Sakavosu de Rav, we paskin like Rav, according to Halacha before, that a Levi is a suffix, what is called an Amana, so a Levi is potif in giving Matnas Kuna. Hilchos Sakavosu de Rav Chizdo, we also paskin, Rav Chizdo, he says, Liel, that Amazik Matonis, Oishachlin is potif in Lishalin. And thirdly, Hilchos Sakavosu de Ula, we take a paskin like Ula, that Ula said before, that a kahanas you're allowed to give your matonis to, loved after kohen even to a kahanas, and the hilchosah ke rav ado paravo. Rashi says this halacha is that the potanami benor shalaviyah mipidin aben. When a leviyah gives birth, so she's potter for pidin aben ke benoy shalavi. Because even though the father is Yisrael, but since the mother is a Levi, her son is also potter for pidin aben. It's non kahanim aluvim peturim aferik beis the bchoris. The Ashmina Rashi says that Ashmina Ravado the Leviya Kalevi. That if the wife is a Levi, even though the husband is a Yisrael, she also has love like a Levi, but to be a ptur in Matnas Kuna. And like the Gemara says, like Leviya, Shiyol de Beno is Potter Michom Ishloim, or Leviya gives birth, her son is also her Bechor, is Potter from Pidyon Abin. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabban, what like this in the Braisa? Hazroya v'lachiyayim v'yakeva. These matnas kuno, noegim b'klaim v'kri, it applies even to klaim, even to behemoth made from a different mate, and even from a kri, it's a sofak behemoth, sofak haya, also yachayiv. It's mostly like this, that Rabbi Elezer, klaim habo min ha'ezer min ha'rochel chayiv matonis. If the klaim is from a goat and from a sheep, since they're both bechlal sin, echonami, then yachayiv matonis. But minatayish minatzviya potter. But if the mother is a tzviya, deer, is a chayo, then you put them matonis. You put them in a matonis. Rashi says the sex siv loy tzvi. You have to have dafka sete of a chiv matonis and not a tzvi. So Mar says michti. Let's see. Kaimelon, we hold we passed many from before that linyan kisya dam matonois the parsha of mitzvah kisya dam or matonois. Lo mishkachas lo yela b'tzvi habo lo taisho. So we'll only find this machlekes only in the case of lo b'tzvi habo lo taisho, where a deer lived with a female ace, with a female seh. And it's like this machlekes is obeying the Rebbe Eliezer, obeying the Rebbe Onu in misafklu. They have a suffix I choshin lezerav, I ain't choshin. We have a suffix, whether you're afraid for the Zerav or not. Here the Zerav at Tzvi is a Chaya. And also, the Seh, the Afilu Miksa Seh Kamiflagi. They also argue, when the Torah says a Seh, does it have to be a complete Seh, or even a Miksa Seh? So it's like this. Mas Lava, one holds Seh, the Afilu Miksa Seh. Yes, even the Miksa Seh is also Mechuyiv in Matnas Kuna. So therefore, over here, the Matonos, you would be Mechuyiv on this Kalayim. Even though the father was a tzvi, was a deer, and even I start to say yechoshin the zerav, but must be a mixture. But the mother is for sure is a goat, is a seh. So therefore there'll be a chuyiv. I call upon him halfway in matnas kuna. Umasav no seh v'yafilu mixa seh l'amrina. We do not say seh v'yafilu mixa seh. The Torah says the mitzvah of matnas is only by a vada seh, a complete seh. Here that the father was a tayish, well, was a tzvi, a deer, so since you have a suffix made with chishin zerav, therefore you'll be potter men a matonis. Smer says like this, Bishlem, it's very good, Rebbe Lazar, the potter, he holds the potter, server he holds, seh, full of mixa seh. That a mixa seh you don't say, therefore you potter from matonis, you don't have a complete seh here, so it's very good why you potter from the matonis of such a client. Ela the rabbonim, they say no, you are chayiv. Why? Because they say seva filu mixasem. It's on inami the kesavri seva filu mixasem. So true here, there's at least a half of a seva. So you chayiv half for the maton is good, but I call upon him palgo lishko. Let him give taka half. Half for the maton is he has to give. But the idach palgo the other half loymale. Let this Yisrael say back to the kohen. I see rayed yein chershin azerav. I want you to bring me a proof that you're not choshen a zerav. Because why do I have to pay all the matonis? The father was a tzvi. By a tzvi, you're potter from the matonis. Elo my what? It's a chshayla. Maybe we're not choshen a zerav. So it's a suffix. So hamoitz mechaver all over raya. The yisor should be potter from paying. Should be able to say lema loy I see rai. Bring me a proof. The ain't choshen a zerav. Ushkol. Then you take the other half. Somewhere says true. Omer Rafuna bar Chia, my chayiv nami dekama. You know what kind of chayiv you have? What did he say? He meant to say chayiv v'chatzim matonis. You only chayiv half of the matonis and echanami, not chayiv all of them, because it's only a mixasim, and therefore you only have to pay half of the matonis. You only have to give to Kain half of the zroi, half of the chayim, and half of the kaiva. Most of Rebzeri asked the question. Kvi says Alocha that Kvi, that's a Sophic Behemoth, Sophic Chaya. Yeshpoit Rochim Shovel Behemoth, the Yeshpoit Rochim Shovel Chaya, certain ways is limited to Behemoth, certain ways is limited to Chaya, the Yeshpoit Rochim Shovel Chaya Behemoth, certain ways is limited to both. Ketzer has it come out like this. Chelboy also Ke Chelov Behemoth, the Chelov, the fat of it, has Nisa Trefus fats, just like a Behemoth. even though the chelab of a chai is mutter, by kriyat asof, you gotta go to chumra, the chelab is also. V'domoy chai of the chasois, and the dam of it also you have to go to chumra, to say it chai b'kisi adam, kedam achaya, like a chaya. You have to go to chumra both ways, to a chai and to a behema. Now, drachim, there's certain ways, shovel a behema lechaya, she'domo v'gidoy, asurun ke behema v'chaya. That the dam and the giranosha shibo is also, whether it's a behemoth, whether it's a chai, doesn't make enough chumina. Both of them have the yisad dam and the yisad giranosha. This is clearly kvi v'chayi b'zroyev l'chayayim v'yakevo. The chayi to give from a kvi to matonas to a kayin. For Rabbi Eliezer, point of Eliezer says, no, you put it. For a kopor, the question is, the emisiv, like we said before, that even on the start to say that you chayi b'matonas, you only chayi v'yakevo the matonas. So this kvi is also, it's a sofa chai, sofa behemoth, it's also came from a klayim of a behemoth and a deer and a tzvi. Since so, chai b'chatzi matonis mi boilei. It just should have said, yichai b'chatzi, not all the matonis. It's more so true, that's back of the law, all you have a chiv to pay is just half of the matonis. Just I did the ton of chel by v'domoi. Since it says what at the chelib and the dam of the kvi is also. So lemas nichatzi chatzi, there I can't say the loshin half and half. Because the whole dam and the chelib is also mishum hochi like a toni chatz. That's what it doesn't say either. By the matonis, the kohen doesn't say half. By the chnami, since it's a tzad to say it has to do with a deer, it's part of him here for the matonis. Nothing more says chiyosi rovin. When rovin came, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says like this: kvi le rabbonon, kvi according to rabbonon shito chayu b'kul the matonis. It's chayu b'lo the matonis. No, not only chatzi. But kulay, the tiny learn like this. Sure, when the pasuk says a shore, ma tam loy mi im shore, but by matanis kuno, what's lotion im shore? The rabbi says a klaim, but even my klaim also the chiv matanis kuno. Se ma tam loy mi im se, what's the pasuk say im se? The rabbi says a kvi. So the parish apostle kia kvi is marbo in the matam matanis kuno. For the more of Rabbi Lezer, he says no yipoto hai im lomeli. What does he do with this word im se? Is mi bol lo chalik. They said you have to give matonos from each one separately. Because otherwise I would have thought to say Yonim Chayiv in matonos when you shech both a seh and a shor. And they were in to say no you chayiv each one separately. For the Gemara good, Rabbanan lechalik minolei. How do Rabbanan know this svara lechalik you chayiv matonos each one separately? Naf guloi mi es zoivchei hazevach. Match from each one separately. Rashi says hazevach match from afilu zevach echod. It's over Rabbi Leza, hi, may I say Zoivchi and Zevich Mayovle, what does he do with it? May Boilu like Rav, like Rav is Halacha. The Yama Rav, who had Dinim Atamach, and Atabach. Because when the Kohen wants to receive his Matnes Kuna, he doesn't go down to the Yisrael himself, but he goes to the Tabach, to the Sheikhit, the one that checks the animal, he's the one that gives the Matnes Kuna. So you go to him, that's the Lashon of means the one that shechted the animal, the tabach, he's the one that gives the matona for the bailam. Now the Mishnah says, b'chor shenisarav b'meyom, you have an animal that's a b'chor, show Yisrael, they got mixed up with another 100 behemoths, shenisarav b'meyom. So like this, b'zman shemeya shechten eskulon, b'zman there are 100 different people, each one has his own animal. Each one shechting his own animal. So lochuris pturin poitrin eskulon. All 100 like a potter from matnes kuna. Everyone has a right to say the one that I'm shechting is the bechor, and therefore bechor is potter from matonis. So every one of them is potter from giving the matonis matnes kuna. What's going to be echod shechten eskulon? Let's say one person is shechting for everybody. It belongs to one person, and then. Only one of them is potter from giving matnas kuno, like monashach. All 100 achulin. It's only one that's a bechor, so only one you're potter from giving matnas kuno on. Now the Mishnah says, Hashoichid lo koin ulovi kechovim. If you shecht for a koin, a koin's beim, or for a goy, locher is potter min amatonis. A koin is potter from matonis, who within a goy is potter from giving matnas kuno. Via mishtatef imohim, let's say somebody becomes a shutif, a Jew becomes a shutif of Yisrael with a kain or with a goy. So also now the maestri is potter giving matnas kuno, but the locher is sorach sheyirshom. He has to make like a mark, a simin on the animal that people should know this does not belong completely to Yisrael, and that's why they're not giving matnas kuno. So you have to make a Yershom Tzorch Yershom. The Imama, let's say, the Imama Chutz Min Amatonis, Potem Min Amatonis. Then there's Potem Min Amatonis, meaning the Imama means if a Kohen sells his animal to a Jew, and he makes it nice as I'm selling it to you, but Chutz Min Amatonis, that the Matonis itself are not selling it to you, so Locher is done, Potem Min Amatonis. This Yisroel now is Potem, can give you Matnes Kuna, because the Matonis never bought. And the Yisrael is potter from giving these matanas. What's going to be Omar Mochali Bnei Meyeho Shaporo? A Jew goes to a butcher and to a sheikh and says, I want to buy from you the Bnei Meyeho, the insides of a poro. Volyobo matanas, some part of it was the keva, so noisim the kain. The Jew that bought it still has to give it to the kain. But, and v'yeinu menaka l'minadam, you have no right to deduct from the price. Because you knew when you bought it that there is a kaver there. So it's like you meant to buy even the kaver, therefore even though you have to give it to a kain, you can't deduct from the price. What's going to be locha hemen of a mishkal? Let's say you buy a pound of meat, you buy by weight, then noisen the kain, and by mistake, or the butcher gives you part of the matonis, so even those matonis you have to give to the kain, but still the menakalim in adam, here you have right to deduct this from the price. That since you wanted a pound of meat, means a meat that you could eat, that you can keep, and he gave you other meat, a kevom, so that you have a right to deduct from the price. Now the Gemara says, V'yamai, why? Rashi says, Poitrin is kulon. Why are you potter from giving the matonis? The question is, Yovai, Olav Kayim Mishnei Tzdodim, let the Kayim come to complain to the Jew from two Tzdodim two ways, and say like this. The Chur, the Kohen, should say to the Israel. Again, in the race of the Mishnah, where you had a Bechor, a Baal Mum, let's say, they got mixed up with other behemoths. So the Mishnah says that it belongs to 100 different people, like they're all potter from the Matanus. So the question is why? Let the Kohen say, if the animal you have is a Bechor, so cool, didehu, the whole animal belongs to me. A Bechor, even if it's a Baal Mum, it's a Matnas Kun, you have to give it to the Kohen. V'la b'chor, elamai, you want to say the one you're shechting right now is not the b'chor, it is so havli matantoi, at least give me the matonis then. Sadi, you have a right to keep the matonis, the monoshech, the kohen has a right to get his matonis. So when it says, Amar Rabbi Shiyom, b'boli de kohen, u'mochol yisro b'mumai. Here we're talking about where it came to the kohen received already the b'chor, and he sold it to Yisrael. So the man said, belongs to the Yisrael now. But still, you put them in a matonis on this Bechor, since the one Shadak Dusha's Bechor on it. In such a case now, this Bechor gets mixed up with other animals, so you put them and give them the matonis, and therefore we say, HaMoitzim Mechaber, all of a Rai, you put them. Now the Mishnah says, HaShechid L'Koin L'Gechavim, put them in a matonis, a chef for a coin or for a guy, so you put them. So Morris says, but listen, it wasn't the Mishnah say better, Koin V'Gechavim, Ptur Minamatonis, I should have said straight, or Kohen and Abichotten that put them in a matonis. Some of Rabbi says, Zaysemes from here, right here, Zaysemes, here we hear, that Adin him HaTabach. The law is that the Kohen has a right to go to the Tabach. You know who gives him the Matnes Kuna? The Tabach, not the owner. Therefore it says a Loshon that you're shechting for the Kohen, you potter. Then the Sheikhit is potter. Rashi says, Masdifin Diktoni HaSheikhit, is also coming from the teachers the Baal Mo Heiched Dikeshochet Behemes Yisrael. Whenever you shech Behemisol Adin in Matabach means Dino Shekhen Atvoye Matnoisem in Atabach. The Kohen has the right to go to the Tabach to the butcher. Vorko, since the Behem belongs to a Kohen, therefore the Tabach is proto. But the reason why the Mishnah says Loshen of Hashechet L'Kohen Yishechni for the Kohen is the teachers all over that the Din in Matabach, the Kohen has the right to collect from the Tabach. And not just from the Bailam.
Now the Mosh says Dorish, Rubber made a drosha. The Pesach says Miesam, Veloy Miesa Kahanim, not from the Kahanim. You take from the Yom, not from the Kahanim. So Rashi says the Havaminar is that Kahanim are not called Inam. Kishwim, when the Pesach says Miesav Chei Hasevech, even though the Tabach is a Kohen, still you take Matanus from him. Rashi says, Kishroim, Miezov, Chiazav, Kohen, Mishu, Vafilu Kohen, Lovi Kohen, Shinasa, Tabach, Limchor. If a kohen is a tabach, he's like a butcher, he sells the meat, so you also have to give matnas kunda. If the kohen shechs it for himself, he's potter. But if it's just a shechet and he shechs for other people, then about is still a chiyuv matnas kunda.
The innkeeper of Tavla was a kohen. He was very poor. So Osla came with the Rabbi Tavla, so the innkeeper came in front of Rav Tavla. Omele told him like this, Zil mishtata v'hadi tavcha Yisrael. So Omele, so Rav Tavla told him, Zil mishtata v'hadi tavcha Yisrael. Now come a shutter, come a partner with the shechtim, with the tavcha Yisrael. You, the kohen, become a shutter with them. What do you gain by this? The migu, the mystery, matanto. Since you're a kohen, you'll be potter from giving matnas kuna, is mishtat v'hadoch, they'll like to pay you for that. So you gain on the deal. And Rashi says, like it says in the Mishnah, mishtat v'moin, whoever becomes a shutef with a kohen, becomes potter from matnas kuna. So the Yisraelim, they'll pay you money for this. So Mar says what happened was, Chayvi Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said nothing doing. Rav Nachman said that this Yisrael, that mishtatef with the kohen still has to give the matnas kuna. So Amalei, so the Yisrael told back to Rav Nachman, the Rav Tavla potrin, Rav Tavlin said, we're potter from paying matnas kuna. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said like this, Zil apik, go like and take out from you, go give the matnas kuna. If you're not going to pay the matnas kuna, nafkinu lechor Rav Tavla miyunach, I'll take Rav Tavla out of your ears. Meaning to say, I'll slug up, I'll show you everything he says is wrong. So what happened was, oh, the Rav Tavla came in, Rav Nachman. So Rav Tavla himself came in front of Rav Nachman. Omle, he said to him, my time of it, Marochi, how come you acted like this? And the Chur, that's the dinner of the Mishnah, if you mishtata for the coin, you become part of the Matana. Omle, he said like this, Rav Nachman said, because the Chiyosi, Rav Acha Bachanina, Rav Acha Bachanina came, Midroima from Dorim, Omri, he said like this, that Yabishua ben Levi, Omer Yabishua ben Levi bezikne Dorim, the older people from Dorim, Omer they said like this, that Koyin Tabach, if a Koyin becomes a butcher, Shtayim b'sholosh Shabbos is potter min ha-matonis, the first 2 or 3 weeks he does it, he's potter min ha-matonis. But Mikan v'elach afterwards, once he has a butcher store, then Chay b'matonis, then he's Chay and give him matonis, because the Pshat is, we see clearly, he's not shechting for himself, he's doing it for business. That's the halacha before. If the kohen shechts for business, he just shechting for other people, then the halacha of matnas kuna. So also, you be mishtatef with the other tabachim, you become like them, and therefore you still have a chiyuv to give matnas kuna. So Amalei, so Rav Tavlin still said to him, but v'leved le'mar mios k'ravacha b'chanina, that I call upon in the first 2 or 3 weeks, let him be potter. So why are you making him pay right away? Give the matnas right away. So Amalei said back to him, Hani Mili, when do we say that you put the first 2 or 3 weeks to Lekovim Mischosa, that we do not have your store, we do not know that you're a butcher yet. Avalhoch Lekovim Mischosa, but over here that they have those butcher stores already, and you're becoming a shutuf with them, so everybody knows you are doing it for business, and in such a case the kohen does not pata from Matnas Kahuna. Nothing more says, Omer Rav Chizur, Chizur says, Hai kanad loy mafra shimatanto lehevi bishamtoi. So what he means to say, the Gemara before, if the kohen was a butcher and he doesn't take off matanos, hishno shvi bishamtoi bibenidui, the delakei Yisrael. Oma rabba bar shelo hani tab chidutzol, these tabochem the kahanim in hutzol, kaime bishamto drab chizdo hoesu matatin shonim. They're already 22 years old already, the Shamtu, this Nidoy, of Rav Chizda, that they didn't give them Matanis. So versus the Mahilkas, what does it mean to tell us that they had it for 22 years already? And let me, if you want to tell them, we do Sulam Shamtu Nulu, that after 22 years, then the Shamtu, this curse goes off. I have a tiny word like this. The Medva Mamur, when was it said? The Mitzvah Sloisa say. By Mitzvah Sloisa say, Rashi says means the Sulei Shamtin and Lu, we don't put a Shamtin more than 22 years. That was only said by Mitzvah Sesei. Abba Mitzvah by Mitzvah Loi Sesei. Abba Mitzvah Sesei was negated to Mitzvah Sesei. Could go in Oimrim Loi Sesei Suk. We told someone to go make a Sukkah.
V'yena Isra, he doesn't make the sukkah. Or else Nula, V'yena, tell him to make a do the mitzvah, he doesn't do it. Also, Titus V'yena Isra, do make Titus, he doesn't make Titus. Machin Isra, Achetetze Navshay. We talk here, him until he dies, and say we never leave up. We always have to tell him to stop, so the shampi should never go off. So the Chura, what's the Chiddush over here? So Mora says, Elo de Kastinu Lu, Buloi Asraisa. The Rashi says, I mean to say, if he's kept his shamtik for 22 years already, then we'll make a kenas without even warning him. But before this, we have to warn him. Kiho de Rova, konis atma. Rova made a kenas. Atma Rashi says, kol a yerach. He made a kenas, and now this tabach has to give the whole yerach to matono. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak konis glima. He made a kenas to give you clothing also. Not just the matonis brigade, you have to give the glima your clothing also. For Yom Rav Chidachid has another locha. Zeroya liyechod, vekevo liyechod lechayayim lishnayim. When you go to give your matnas kuno, the zeroya should go to one kayin, vekevo should go to another kayin, and lechayayim that you give to two kahanim. Vemoyen is not that way. Vokiyosti Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Yitzchak Yosef came. Oh, me said this, Yom Rav Zenet Yisrael, paginin lehu, garma garma. So that soul used to divide up into pieces. Rashi says, "Kol etzim v'yetzim mayim mechalak v'shnayim." Every piece we divide up into, and yes, mashmino only two, and only one and one, and then two. So Mor says, "Hosam the Torah." They are talking about a big show, a show hagadol. That all pieces are very big, so there you divide up into small pieces. But like this, it's supposed to give the kaver to one, the zvarit to one, just lechayim the bottom half. Because you have to give a kain a davar choshev. Omer Rabba Bachon Om Rabbi Yechanan Oso Lechem Ebehem Mishloihur B'matnosehom. Before you take off the matonis, it's also teach from the behema, it's like tevel, like before you take off the matonis, you can eat from it. Omer Rabba Bachon Rabbi Yechanan Koloichem Ebehem Mishloihur B'matnosehom Kilu Oichot Felem. If you eat from the behema before they took off the Zerub L'chaim V'keiv to give it to Kain, it's mamish like eating tevel, it's also. The Gemara says, "Ishno, but let's say Chosak Abbas, we don't pasken like them. We pasken, no, it's mutatir. It's a mitzvah to give it, but even before you give it, you'll have to eat from the animal who does not make tevel by matnas kuna, by a behema." Omer Rav Chizuchizis says, "Matnas kuna in echolos elotzli. Ishno, when you give the matana to the kohen, he should eat it tzli roasted. V'yein echolos elabachada should also only eat it with mustard." My time, what's the reason? On the Quran, the Apostle says, L'moshcha means l'gdula. K'derech sham locha moich, we have to eat it respectfully, the way kings eat it. The Yom Rav Chizuchizdi says, Esrim v'yabo matnes kuna. There are 24 different matnes kuna. Now, kol koin shein boki v'hen, a koin that does not know the lochas about them, ein oist le matoni, he should not give him the matona. The koin doesn't know the lochas. As heich din matona, heich necholin, does not eat it b'gdolo, does not eat it like you're not supposed to give him the matona. But the Gemara says, Lav Nilsi, it's not true, still we can give it to such a kohen. Because the Tani would learn like this, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kol kohen shein moida b'yavoida, ein lo chelet p'kuna. Any kohen that's not moida in avoida, he has no chelet p'kuna. Shnei the Pesach says, ha makrev es dam ha-shlomin, v'yes ha-chelet b'bnei Aaron, loy si yeshoy kemin l'mona. Sein li yele ze bovad. Minayin le rabbis chomish esrei avoidos. Se u dashni mi kitsa, somebody's not moida to the avoida. Means the argues, it doesn't agree bechlal, he argues in the whole halacha of these avoidos. But that's going to be the kasha, mashma, as long as he's moida to the avoida, even though he's not a baki in the halacha, still you can give it to him. So again, so dashning this lesser Joshua, the Tanya of Shimon Oimer, that kol koyin shein moida b'avoida, he doesn't admit, he doesn't agree that there's such an avoida, is ein lo chelet b'un, he can't get a chelet in the kuna. Shneem in the Pesach says, ha-makrev et dam ha-shlomin, v'yes ha-chelet m'bnei Aaron, lo yisi yeshoik yamin l'mona. Sein lo yeh l'zeh b'vad, minan how do we know l'rabba, is chomish esrei avoidas, k'goyin. Hayetzikus, when you have to pour the shemen on the mincha, for you have lilos, mixing up the mincha, for you have sisit, chopping up into pieces, for you have lichas, the salt, the nufas, lift up, for you have goshas, to bring the mincha towards the mizbeach, who kemitzah is the kemitz you make from the mincha, haktoros, burning the ktoros, for you have malikos, or you have tzios, the malikos you do, or else the mitzui, also type of a zrika, by the dam. Yevelikus the kabolos be mekabel the dam hazoy sprinkling the dam fi hashaka soita the arefes leglarufa the taris mitzorin is the eskapayim be mefnim be mechutz. Where there's no sekapayim in the Beis Hamikdash, or there's no sekapayim outside any shul. Any one of these, if a kohen is not moedish or boy, you can't give him matnas kula. So how do we know this? Tam lema, the pasuk says, "Mebnei Aaron, avoid amur lebnei Aaron." For a kohen, she'ena moedah bo, ain't a chelik b'kula. So the ikir is time of the ain't a moedah bo, because he's not moedah, doesn't agree at all to these avoidas. Ha moedah bo, mashm, as long as he agrees, he's moedah to all these avoidas. Afagav yeni bokim, and even though he does not know the lochas in them, still you can give him a chelik. So that's why we don't pass with him here. Smashma, even though he's not a boki in the lochas, still you let it give him the matnas kuna. It's only somebody that's not made like disagrees, argues with chalal, and these avoiders, he can't receive from the matana. All right, we'll stop here.